Latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good morning. I'm Alex Wykowski, WJON News Time, 11:05 and 76 degrees. Stick around. A full look at your WJON weather eye forecast is coming up after the news. News this hour brought to you by St. Cloud Orthopedics. A South Haven woman is hurt after a three-vehicle crash near Richmond yesterday morning. State Patrol says 30-year-old Samantha Jo Raymond was heading north on Stearns County Road 43 around 11:45 in the morning when she went to cross Highway 23. Patrol says Raymond's car collided with an eastbound car and then struck a westbound car slowly to turn into the county road. And Raymond says Raymond was taken to Painesville Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The other two drivers and their passengers were not hurt. Sartell officials say a public basketball court in a residential neighborhood will stay where it is. Last month, the council considered a proposal to swap the full basketball court located in the Wilds neighborhood with a pickleball and half-court basketball court planned for Wattap Park. The reason for the move was proposed as a solution to several complaints, including noise, offensive language, and public urination from neighbors. City Administrator Anna Gruber says with many gyms shut down due to COVID-19, basketball players were looking for a place to play, and the Wilds is the only full outdoor basketball court in Sartell.
A lot of them were college players that were home for the summer because their schools were shut down, and they were just looking for a place to play. Many of the other parks in neighboring communities were shut down. The YMCA was shut down. The colleges were shut down. So this full court was a great opportunity for them to get out and play basketball. So that was why we were seeing the higher demand.
Gruber says in speaking with residents, there is a strong amount of support to keep the court where it is. Staff feels that there is also a clear demand for more of these types of amenities. So during Monday's meeting, the council will consider exploring other options to add a second full basketball court within the city. Gruber adds, since the Sartell Community Center has reopened, a lot of the basketball traffic at the Wilds Park has decreased, as have the number of complaints. Could the Twin Cities riots have been stopped sooner with possibly less destruction if Governor Tim Walz had activated the entire Minnesota National Guard a day or two earlier? That's the question that was brought yesterday from state lawmakers to state's guard commander. Major General John Jensen contends absolute numbers are only part of the equation.
If we had done things differently on Tuesday as it relates to numbers, as it relates to tactics, could we have avoided some of this? My unprofessional opinion as it relates to law enforcement is yes. My professional military opinion is yes.
Jensen says after a bad Thursday night when the Minneapolis 3rd Precinct fell, they turned the corner Friday night by holding the 5th Precinct. Jensen, when other states also fearing trouble, hesitated to send their military police to Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz made the decision Saturday morning to activate the entire Minnesota National Guard. And Minnesota bus companies are anxiously awaiting the state's announcement on how districts are to proceed heading into the next school year. Shelley Jones, executive director of the Minnesota School Bus Operators Association, says if kids are allowed back, one thing won't change.
Our goal has been to give a safe ride, and it's going to look different this year, but I think that we're all committed to rising to the challenge.
Jonas says it's likely bus companies will have to implement social distancing strategies, which could include reduced bus capacity, route changes, and seat distancing.
WJON Radar Weather.
For St. Cloud and Rockville, we'll see highs of 85 today with clear skies and winds blowing in from the northwest around 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows of 64 expected tonight with partly cloudy skies. Could see some rain showers possible as well. Tomorrow looking like a high of 83 degrees. Mixture of clouds and sun throughout the day. Could see a chance for some scattered thunderstorms early in the day. Otherwise, that rain will dip off a little bit until we get to the evening tomorrow night as we're looking at lows of 60 and thunderstorms possible. As for Sunday, highs of 83 degrees, mainly clear skies with lows of 61. And on Monday, high of 86 degrees with partly cloudy skies and a chance for scattered storms. WJON News Time, 11:10 and 76 degrees. For more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, download the free WJON app on your smartphone or tablet. I'm Alex Wykowski, WJON.